Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anyway again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said, Hades.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy. Yeah, yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be looks. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the thirst, or I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got your back. Baby got your back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold up.
Nice.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech. Here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas is low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back downtown. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us though. And I said, the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But preach. Really? Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said if I slap an H, I expect my money. Go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of a penny tip don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real, than a month. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young, up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
Welcome, welcome This is ATAZP live on Blog Talk Radio. Now I need to get a roll call. DJ, you in the house?
I'm here.
And 614, and the prefix is 569. Blog Talk, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's J Bug, baby. What's good?
What's up? And I got another 614 number. The prefix is 743. Blog Talk. I guess they're a silent ghost. All right, it's all good. Check it out. This is my cousin DJ, J Bug, J Boogie, Logic. He got a couple stage names. This is my cousin from Ohio, and this is my co-host DJ in Tallahassee, FLA.
What's up, J Bug?
Nothing. What's good?
It's all good.
Okay, J Bug is a rapper. He's got a. He used to do your clothing line too, right?
No, actually, I just went into like graphic designs instead of like just clothing lines. I've done a couple other people's clothing lines. They had to pay me for, of course, web design, everything, man. Anything with graphics, anything with words on it, I do it.
You the man. I might need to get with him. You might got some business now. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play one of your cuts. I got one more person on the line. The other line, whoever it is, please identify yourself so TAZ will know who you are. It's 111, and I don't know the number. Hello, is this Destiny?
111.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Destiny.
How you doing? I ain't know my number was 111. I don't know where
it comes from. But I'm gonna put you back on mute. I just want to make sure it's you.
It's me, cuz.
All right, Cousin J Bug, we're going to start off with one of your songs, man, one of the songs that I had in the vault. When I was going through the songs today, man, I was like, man, we did a lot of stuff. Really not knowing that we did a lot of stuff. But, man, we did a lot of stuff, dog. And you did, too. And you did, too, by giving me different CDs. And this is off of one of your CDs. It's called I Miss You. It's off the Logic CD.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you know what it is. And I'm getting ready to rip that and another song behind it, and then we'll get back to my cousin. First time is ATAZP, my cousin J Bug, baby.
Yes, yes.
Past, I'm just remembering people going left tracks up in my heart like some Timberlands. From time to time I trip, seeing resemblance. People just passed on from here, I'm really missing them. Your mom sees me, tears running down her face. She trembles and sobs as we embrace, telling me, son, that you're in a bad place. Safe from harm now, spared from disgrace. I agree, and I feel that it's true. But it doesn't change the fact that we're missing you. Found so many love notes left here in your shoes. But my heart hurts and I can't heal the bruise. It's been some time now since you went away. Still remember the call that I got on that day. From that moment, my whole life has changed. Living for your memory that still remains. I feel that I'm better now. I feel that you can see me, and I can feel you smiling me, bruh. Big bruh, little bruh, and it kills me how you could be gone, but I'm still here breathing now. So many people mess up in life, don't take care of the fam. Lifestyle on track, but you kept it real like a man. You did family right, I seen many dark days with only one spot that was bright, and it was you. Who showed me how to hoop? It was you. Who showed me how to flip a moped? You. Giving me the tightest jersey that you had, didn't have to. Letting me know that I could depend on you. They say I dwell in the past and just remembering. People going left tracks up in my heart like some Timberlands. From time to time I trip, seeing resemblance. People passed on from here, I'm really missing them. They say I dwell in the past, I'm just remembering. People going left tracks up in my heart like some Timberlands. From time to time I trip, seeing resemblance. People just passed on from here, I'm really missing them. Strive and press on. The Savior's touch graced my life. Now I can see the light. So happy He's inside of me. Now everything's right. That's the power of the Almighty One has touched my life. That's the power. The Almighty One who's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. Said that's the power. Oh, the Almighty One, He's touched my life.
Here I go again, from the bottom to the end. Life is a sandwich, reach out, touch a friend. Don't have to explain, He's feeling me for real. Deliverance in His speech, show favor to my deal. Believe in His words, have faith in your heart. Show patience and spirit for a brand new start. Alive in His business, for blessings I will run. Shout it from mountaintops, He's the Almighty One. War.
That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One touching my life.
what? Man, you try to get that Barbado off it.
Man, I needed the beat to cover me up, man.
Nah, man, hey, you know what? That year, when we did it that way, everybody that heard that song said they loved that song the best. That was like the best song for, I want to say it was 2005.
Is that when that was?
Yeah, I looked on the CD today. I wrote it all down. 2005.
Wow.
I don't know when that first song, I Miss You, when was that? That was like a little before 2005, right?
Yeah, I think that was. I think it was like
three.
Around
then. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the times when you came to visit me and talking about I put you to work like a slave driver.
Man, I wasn't allowed to go to sleep. Seriously, he was like, man, I want to go see Atlanta. No, you staying right here in front of this microphone. We getting this done. He's big, man. What was I supposed to say? I'm going to beat you up. Nah, you too big.
Well, how did you get started, man? Go on and tell the people how you got started actually writing lyrics. And you dabble and make some beats too, right?
Yeah. Yep, I really don't have time to do that now. Just like focusing on my company and everything. But man, the way I got started was I was in, and this is like the dumbest story ever, but I was in seventh grade biology and it was boring. And so me and my lab partner, we decided to come up with cool ways to remember everything. So we started out, well, I started out talking about organisms and I made like some stupid freestyle about that. And my teacher caught us because we were laughing and, like, giving each other fives and everything. And he made us do a presentation in front of the class, got an A, ripped it. He loved it, even though in the song we were talking about him, but he couldn't hear rap. So everybody in the class could. We laughed at him. He was laughing because he thought it was something really good. Got an A. And then from there, we just kept going.
So your love for music is almost like mine. We listen to everything, even though you do gospel, hip-hop. What would you consider your style, I mean, your genre? Is it gospel hip-hop or is it more, you know, modern hip-hop? I mean,
you
go both ways.
Yeah, I think it would be, like, more, I don't want to say positive hip-hop because it's not cool to do positive hip-hop, right? No, I'm definitely positive hip-hop. For real, I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily. It's every song has a good message in it, and I mean, it's faith based, but I wouldn't say gospel hip hop. I mean, there's a lot of gospel hip hop artists, and most people see them as being cheesy, and we kind of come with an edge. So I mean, hopefully I'm not cheesy. If I am, let me know.
DJ.
Yeah.
I know you got something to say.
No, I said he's not cheesy at all. This is good. I like it. I like it. I like what I'm hearing. Very positive.
Thank you much.
Now, Jay, of course, we got 2 million cousins. we got a big family. We got a big family, so we got a lot of cousins. Matter of fact, my nephew, Mr. Buzz, told me to tell you what's up. He's in the chat room listening in.
I love that dude.
And he adopted your name, J-Buzz, Mr. Buzz. J-Buzz,
wow.
Mr. Buzz.
And that's the
wow.
Brother, so that's cool.
Yeah, they're going to show the love, you know. That we.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you right now, you know, I might have started rapping first in our family, but, you know, you the best one out there, out of everybody.
You're still
holding the title up right now. Now, I know there's some youngins. There's some young cousins we got that I know probably rip something too. But you like the main rapper we got. You know what I'm saying?
That's an incredible compliment, though. I appreciate it. But honestly, man, coming down to Steubenville, Ohio, when I was a little kid, staying in summers and drinking the cardiac Kool-Aid. Man, your mom used to make the sweetest Kool-Aid. It was like drinking sugar packs. It was so
wow.
He right about that.
But coming down there, man, seeing like all the things that you had written, the books, the soap operas, the scripts, and you were the first person that anybody in our family knew or even heard of who rapped, because you were rapping before it was like, before it was even close to being popular.
Yeah, yeah, like when it first began.
I thought you started it, to be truthful.
Oh, wow. You're old. Nah, I'm not African Bombada. By no way. So I'm sorry for us, no.
Always looking up to you, you know what I'm saying? Like coming down there, playing, wanting to play basketball, wanting to just be like you, and then the whole rap thing just started kicking in. It's real, brother.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Like I said, when I heard a couple of the CDs after you had gave some to me, I was like, man, this cat is for real. And everybody likes your flow. Everybody likes your style out of all the people that I let hear it. And, you know, that's a whole lot of people because, you know, you want a whole lot of them CDs, different ones.
Yeah,
I got another song, We Do. It's on you gave me just a CD that just said J Bug on it. And it just had J Bug on there, 2004, and that's all, and it's We Do. I know when you hear it, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I remember. And we got a mass of music to go through, so that's why I really wanted you on here to hear some of this stuff. I ran it back through my Sound Forward mastering suite so I can send you the CD after we're done with this.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Man, because
do we do what we do when we do what we do? Why do we do what we do when we do what we do? Another day in the life and times, I'm dropping rhymes, reflecting on my past crimes, deep in my mind, dated times, now I'm making climbs, to the next level, representing, got hating devils, adjust your bass and treble, let's sort it out, back to where you were young, before the world made you a trick, before you looked too dumb, parents taught you the right way, and kept it all real, but your big goggles seem to give the streets mass appeal, inspired by the cash flow, it lead goals to regrow, impressions getting you high like egos, your weed smoke, clouding up your people always hit you up for deep though. Now powder cooked in the styrofoam or pad, you lose that. Chopped off and dropped the loose and bowed, you paddling crack. Inebriated, saturated with that alcohol. Skirts chase your papers, it's all a design for your fall.
Why do we do what we do?
Starting from scratch, still cooking up a new batch, and ladies react to profits generated from cracks, as in your back, and hits upon your new Cadillac, with tarnish your flag, your arms decorated with that, pimping the head, folks say you're better off dead, dealing with fairs and backsliding like you're on sledge, you said you wouldn't climb up the rough side of the mountains, but instead get ahead, grip with some platinum fountains, as I take a retrospective glance, it turns into a gaze, I'm looking back on my dumb, dumb days with gun sparks lighting up the dark. Now I must embark on a new career, life full of fear, eyes dripping tears. I ponder over all the throes that I chose. Dangerous life could have left my veins cold, progressing steady. But now I'm using my street wits in the business situation, legal and legit.
Why do we do what we do?
Trial in my mentals of the jury is out. I need to keep myself up, still head toward the vow, but doubt has caused me to take a wrong route, erasing all of my clouds, close to being knocked out in another bout. Illegalities got me up in galaxies, weekly salaries power me, powder beats got me puffing trees. I'm speaking with my shorty, all up on the phone, mine ain't home gone, soon to be victimized by the chrome. Mutiny in your mind, physically reclined, spine broken, rejected without the voting, head stroking concrete, your pain token, irrelevant relics leave you all hit up and sit up, you're not worthy of the cup, flying solo, getting rolled just like a Rolo, and cut with bolos, leaving slits all up in your new polos, moving too fast, now you're stuck, and came in last, you had a blast, still arbitrarily crashed, going nowhere, bullets percolate your bro hair. You stop and stare, rationalize, who cares, but why should we? If you're killing only for the thrill, yet and still you're chill working out, gaining no bill.
There is one.
Yo, this is Bigger, Blacker, the Better at Club Indigo. We have a real treat for you. We got Jay Bug off in the house from ATADP. Give Jay Bug a round of applause.
Yo, this to the ladies. Yo.
There is one
lady in my life, you know what I'm saying? Check it. It's you, boo. Hope you feel this. Yo, remember how everything started off? I met you in the parking lot of Lenox Mall. Walk right up to your truck, told you my name, sent you my number, and then you did the same. Followed you to free cheese. You, Nisha Malik, and me. Busting mad jokes for the whole time, staring into your eyes, girl. You so fine, it's cool that we kicked it on the phone. It seemed like every single day I was gone, but still, I wanted to see you. You're so daggone pretty, boo, that's my word. Plus your personality's incredible, I'm true to you. And baby boo, I definitely settle down with you. I take you everywhere that you wanna go. You play the sun, I play the rain, together we can grow. What beautiful you are, you so beautiful, pretty eyes. And I would love to be with you all of the time. Sincerity is deep in this rhyme. Love is like a mountain, shorty, so prepared to climb. Beautiful you are so beautiful, pretty eyes, and I would love to be with you all of the time. Sincerity is deep in this rhyme. Love is like a mountain, shorty, so prepared to climb. Black streams flow from the top of your head and cascade to your face where your tiny lips wave. Tight little package, pretty eyes, thighs, and feet too. Baby boo, let me do what you want me to do. Tommy girl, DK, Gucci every day. You and me, me and you, what else can I say? More love, no need for the spectacles. Remember when you were skeptical, and now you're seeing that I'm real. Got mass reels to pay the bills. Baby boo, let's vacate and chill. Loving is love, love is lovely boo. My goal is to spend my whole life with you. Dying peace, I'm giving you what you need. Platinum rings, then I bless you with my seed. What? Why is that? I tell you. Because you're so daggone beautiful. Beautiful you are so beautiful, pretty eyes, and I would love to be with you all of the time. Sincerity is deep in this rhyme. Love is like a mountain, shorty, so prepared to climb. Beautiful you are so beautiful, pretty eyes, and I would love to be with you all of the time. Sincerity is deep in this rhyme. Love is like a mountain, shorty, so prepared to climb. Mind blown just like a fan, good at this being your man. Try much to prove I can love you again and again. Time slips since we were close last year. Hearts play host to engage in tongue wag, provided by a love bag. Riding my hand, my mind turns up my mental volume. Thoughts of possibly seeing your pretty smile soon. Joyous eyes rolling front got me busting like balloon. Waiting to hear your smooth vocals groom. Speaking everything from your heart straight into my ear. Not purposely all true words, what I wanna hear. You got me bugging, lugging these pictures in my dome. Dreams of infinite loving in me, bringing you home. I'm yours for the taking, no way I could be faking. Just waiting to get you to where you're elating. It seems we can skip past all of the dating. It's true, boo, you and me smooth just like what you're dating. Beautiful you are so beautiful, pretty eyes, and I would love to be with you all of the time. Sincerity is deep in this rhyme. Love is like a mountain, shorty, so prepared to climb. Beautiful you are so beautiful, pretty eyes, and I would love to be with you all of the time. Sincerity is deep in this rhyme. Love is like a mountain, shorty, so prepared to climb. Climb, climb. Yeah, I just want to thank you all for coming out, checking me out tonight. For real, there is one. It's the shorty right there in the blue dress. Yeah, little red bone shorty, you looking real good. There's one place I want to take you. There's one thing I want to do to you. There's one life I want to live with you. There's one major thing I want to give to you. Are you down? Why are you smiling? Yo, there's one limousine waiting outside for you and I. There's one hotel room for you and I. Let's go for a ride, baby.
Yo, 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 give it up for J-Bug at Club Indigo. One more time for J-Bug at Club Indigo, y'all.
There is one. Now, to be honest with you, the There Is One, I took it off a Bill Cosby album.
Are you serious?
That's Bill Cosby saying, There Is One. But it don't sound like it because I put him on echo and sped it up just a tad bit so it throw his voice off.
Yeah.
But that's Bill, that's off a Bill Cosby album.
That's
I hope Bill don't hear me.
I'm about to call him right now.
I know that about Bad Memories. That's 2004.
That junk was so fun. For real.
That was 2004. We did it all in one take.
I know. That's why it was fun.
Yeah, because you said it being taken and taken. So do you write as much as you used to?
Man, no. Not nearly as much because it's like my time is so much more limited now. I wish I could just like sit down and just write as much as I used to because I have so many things running through my mind now. So like I did a show like 2 weeks ago, and since I hadn't written anything, I went up and did like just freestyle like a couple songs because it was so much that was still in me. That junk felt
right
there too, man. It was like belching after a big meal.
So do you perform all the time or that slowed down too?
That slowed down too. But I mean, for a while I was getting like a ton of engagements and then just being all over the place, me and the cat who does my music now, you know, just, you know, punching clocks. So that kind of limited a lot of the shows. But it's actually starting to pick up again because we put a couple of hot things out, and people were like, okay, yeah, we kind of want to hear you guys, a little more of you. So,
well, I'm about to drop you a couple of beats, man.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Yeah, I'm about to drop you a couple of beats. There was one thing that I wanted to get your opinion on, because I know you watch sports, and being that I... and being that our family name is Jordan, so you know. The basketball thing with the Miami Heat, I know you had an opinion.
No, what happened?
How do you feel about it?
about three friends conspiring to play on the same team?
It's crazy, right? Huh?
It sounds like you agree. But I'm just asking your opinion because, you know, you live up there in Ohio. So, you know, I know everybody's bitter up there. So, you know, just give me how you feel.
I wouldn't say everybody. I mean, it's kind of a
don't know, man. I mean, that dude's grown. If he wants to do that and he consulted with his friends and family and they all agreed that was his best move, then I think more power to him. Honestly, I always wanted to see him get a ring. I didn't feel like the Cavs did enough in enough time. I mean, they wanted to put everything together the very last year of his contract because he was possibly going to leave, which, I mean, what about all those other years when you were just bringing in dummies to play beside him? So he had to do what he had to do. And, I mean, I don't know. I hope it works out for him and he can, like, shut everybody up because, honestly, I think LeBron is a good dude. I think Dwayne Wade is a good dude. Like, just from the things that they do in the community. I don't really know much about Chris Bosh, but living up in Ohio and seeing the results of, like, LeBron's generosity, I want to see that kid succeed because he's done a lot for Ohio, the city of Cleveland. He brought, like, $140 million just during the basketball season to local businesses and restaurants and everything. So, I mean, sure, it was like losing all their teeth to see him go, so that's understandable. Part of the hurt is financial and economic. But he also still gave a lot to the city, like, through charity, having, like, different rides for charity. He donated, like, 1 million bikes to kids in Akron, redid all of the high school and junior high school gymnasiums in Akron, and he's constantly giving back to the community. So, I mean, you can disagree with his moves if you want, and that's fine. And I kind of think it might tarnish his legacy a little bit, but still, I want to see him succeed and shut everybody up, including me.
DJ, he moved to your state, so yeah.
You know how I feel about it. I mean, knowing he was coming, it already had me excited. I knew it was going to happen. It was a chance that it was not going to happen, and just seeing a grown man make grown man decisions. You can't always make everybody happy, but you got to do what's right for you. And thinking that, you know, You're looking at an owner that's acting like a scorned lover. I find that very offensive. And a girlfriend that, you know, got left behind, and I just think that that's ridiculous. So sometimes you just have to man up and say, you know what, he don't want to be here. Then if you don't want to be here, we don't want him here. And let him go.
I think it's funny because after the owner did that, what superstar wants to go to that city now? Because
exactly. If
they want to leave, you know, what's he going to do? Like, send out another stupid letter? Because the $100,000 fine that he got is nothing to him.
It's nothing.
Yeah, true. The way I felt about it when he said all that was the same way that nobody else going to want to come and play with you except some rookies just hungry for some money. And that's about it. And you better have a losing season this year so you can get some top-notch draft picks next year, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all but over. The fat lady singing this year, it's all over for them right now. But that's the way I felt all the way, and I felt that, you know, if he wanted to go down there and do his thing, he felt he got a better chance winning with a couple more cats beside him that he know that's proven, hey, do your thing, baby. And D-Wade is my favorite player anyway, so you know I was all right.
Exactly.
I was all right. I want you to explain to the people when you came up, you came to my house and we recorded, was it 14 tracks, 15 tracks? For Dark Days.
Okay.
How did you come up with the concept for the whole CD? Because you came down, you had you already had some of your stuff mixed down. I think I gave you a beat for that one slow song that you did. I'm trying to think. Hold Me Close to You. Yeah, that song. Yeah, how did you come up with the idea for Dark Days? Or you just, as usual, went in the genius mind of yours and just started scripting stuff down?
I don't know about all that. But Dark Days, man, it was like a transition period in my life, man. It was like, okay, I'm going to just keep it real. I was spoiled as a kid. Mommy and Daddy spoiled me. So then I went to college, and I mean, everything was going well in college. Had a scholarship, so I mean, it wasn't a whole lot of stress in college for me. And then the real world happened, and boy, did them dark days come.
Wow. That's the reality that came.
Billy came and was like, "Hey, I'm showing up at your door." And I was like, "Man!" And so, like, for a minute, just the adjustment period made a couple stupid mistakes and had to get myself out of it, which I did, which was good from the, you know, the upbringing and the training that I had. But, I mean, I've seen so many other people. This is where the realization came in. I've seen so many other people who didn't have the same rearing that I did and who were really struggling and couldn't get out of the situation. And I was like, man, what can I say to them? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what am I doing? Like, have some classes and teach them how to get back on track? Or should I just encourage them for right now? And so that's what Dark Days came in. Because, like, the hook for the title cut is, dark days never make me sad, no tears in my eyes, realize what I recognize, sun still in the sky. Move the clouds away, you'll see brighter days, hear the birds sing, trust in Christ the King, master of everything. That's where all that came from.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to play the Z-Mix, not the remix, but it is the remix to you, not the regular version, but the Z-Mix.
I'm always touching my music.
The reason why I called it the Z Mix because we recorded it in my studio. So remember, that's why. Here it is, Dark Days, the remix.
About to hit you, don't cry, dry your eyes. Some wellness, you know what I'm saying? Straight from the high. Don't cry, saying? It ain't all lab and happiness and whatnot.
Remix.
Dark
Days remix.
Don't cry, dry your eyes. Dark days never make me sad. No tears in my eyes. Realize what I recognize. Sun still in the sky. Move the clouds away. See brighter days. Hear the birds sing. Trust in Christ the King, master of everything. Dark days never make me sad. No tears in my eyes. Realize what I recognize. Sun still in the sky. Move the clouds away. See brighter days. Hear the birds sing. The once upon a time, not too long ago, my teardrops just like a river did flow. Seemed like everything was all terrible, and I had no clue on which way to go. Hold your head, that's what they always say, right? Even though it seemed rock and roll with my blood type. Up at night with hunger pangs wrenching at my mind. Moneyless, so potato chips for my intestines. Brain store, lady on the first floor, puffing line. Coming through my vent, now I got a contact high. Headed for work next morning, my tank is on E. Enough to get me to my gig, the record stores are selling CDs. P, Rock, Heavy D, both of them should bring $3. Go in my tank, it's $3 to feed me. Still, I'm 4 days away from my bi-weekly payday. Could go to my parents for help, but I stay away. That's a transform from a baby in the manhood. You ain't showing up at the door, the rules is looking good. So I pray to the Lord, cause it's the better keyboard. Pour my VCR and Sega, don't have cable no more. Now talk about that, but make me sad. No tears in my eyes, realize what I recognize. Sun still in the sky, move the clouds away. You see brighter days, hear the birds sing. Trust the Christ the King, master of everything. Dark days never make me sad. No tears in my eyes, realize what I recognize. Sun still in the sky, move the clouds away. You see brighter days, hear the birds sing. Trust the Christ the King, master of everything. The tears from my heart still bleeding black on the page. Just got done spitting at my cat fresh out the cage. Disappointed cause his life choice got him enraged. Seems the only way to pay is to hustle and trade. I try to keep him up, telling them things will change. One more strike, he's done, lost out of the game. Every day when I pray, I'm calling out his name. God, please let them all bring home with that insane situation. Inflation's got us all bent up. Head class, make a dash, all controlled by the bus. Brothers are stuck, now we're trying to heist bank trucks. All the chickens holler at them, all they do is fuck. I got mad peeps who are still living in hell. Slave the pavement, selling, or locked up in jail. What can I say to make an impact every day? Grind, don't pay, let them know Christ is away. Dark days never make me sad, oceans in my eyes. Realize what I recognize. Sun still in the sky, hear the clouds away. You see brighter days, hear the birds sing. Trust the Christ the King, master of everything. Dark days never make me sad. No tears in my eyes, realize what I recognize. Sun still in the sky, move the clouds away. You see brighter days, hear the birds sing. Trust the Christ the King, master of everything. Dark days never make me sad. No tears in my eyes, realize what I recognize. Your head up, move the clouds away. You see brighter days, hear the birds sing. Trust the Christ the King, master of everything. Let them know you got that face. Dark days never make you sad. Yo. Dark days never make me sad. Dark days never make me sad.
You never had any rain, the flowers can never grow.
Climb ladders that I couldn't find. God's love covered like blankets, just keeping me warm. Providing shelter for me when I was out in the storm. Though I was scorned, sometimes sad and torn. He nursed me back to health when I was weary and worn. God, I love you, didn't diss me when I was down. But instead, you helped me to turn my life around. Found upside down, now I'm grinning just like a clown. If I need anything, I know you're always around. You trained me in the way that I should go. I tried to leave the lesson, but they only seemed to grow. So now I know that love does cover all. If you need anything, we'll never fall because of prayer.
I say a prayer for you, yeah, to keep you out of harm, yeah. You say a prayer for me, to keep me in his arms. I say a prayer for you, yeah, to keep you out of harm. Say a prayer for me, yeah, to keep me in his arms. I say a prayer for you, you out of harm. You say a prayer for me, yeah, to keep me in his arms. I say a prayer for you, to keep you out of harm. You say a prayer for me, yeah, to keep me in harm.
is Patrick Ramsey. I'm here at ATAZP. I'm a friend of Taz. I met him through Ron, and I fly all the way from Jamaica just to check out his spot. They got it going on up in here, so, you know, I just want to say, me come here, we have fun, man. And I hope you check him out, too. Everything cool up in here. But, boy, they got me here working here, putting up drips and stuff, you know. I don't know what that have to do with APAZP or ATAZP. But it's fun up in here, man. And we got Ron Smoot. Get ready to change his name. He want to call it Smooth Sound. That's what he want to call it.
That was Patrick Ramsey, friends with me and Ron L. Ron L was on the hook on the last joint. I know Jay Bug was like, I remember this song, but I forgot it. Am I right?
Yeah. Wow.
That was 2005, baby. Ron all the time talking about you still, you know, y'all, you have been on many different songs with different folks. It ain't better. You know what I'm saying? Ain't met him personally. You've been with him on the record, but ain't met him at all.
Technology, man.
Wow.
So what now?
Impressive.
Yep, technology. Jay, do you got any websites that you want to spit out so the folks can get at you? And, man, when that CD coming out, dog? And plus, the new song that you sent me did not upload. I tried to get it to upload, too. It didn't upload, man. It's called Crazy, right?
Crazy is, I mean, seriously, you would probably, like, tear the studio down, jumping up and down on that song.
And I was, like, listening. I listened to the first beginning, but I didn't listen to it all the way because I wanted to hear it in here. And it's not on the playlist. I tried to redo it, and it wouldn't do it, man. So, obviously, I have to redo it to get it back on here. I am so sorry, but I tried to upload it twice.
Nah, that's okay. But, I mean, that song is so energetic. The music just by itself will have you going crazy. There's this young cat that did it for me. His name is V. Rob C., and he's like an incredible, ingenious type of beat maker. And he put that together. He's like, hey, man, come listen to this track, man. And, I mean, my head fell off from bobbing so hard. I mean, it was just amazing. And so I think you could probably just name cereals over top of that beat, and it would be a hot song. It's that type of beat. You know what I'm saying? But as far as websites, my business graphics website is www.j-bugg.com. Come check it out. It's the most unique website you've ever seen in your whole life. And if you've seen another one like it, tell me so I can get them shut down.
DJ, you have any last words? Because we got 6 minutes.
Just really refreshing. I enjoyed that immensely.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it. Thanks for sharing.
And like I said, I heard so many more songs. I mean, I could play them all in an hour. So many more that I ran into. I kept going, wow, I forgot about this one. Wow,
right.
I forgot about this one.
Man, you got to send them to me, man, for real.
I'll send you the CD because there's 14 tracks on here. As a matter of fact, I had a song on there.
What happened? I'm here. I think we lost the host.
Taz, come back.
Yeah, I think we lost our host for a minute there. He was so excited, he pressed a button.
Man.
Well, hopefully he'll get us back. I don't know how. We may have to dial back in. We've only got 4 minutes left, so I don't know. We might just miss out. But I appreciate you coming in tonight and letting us listen to you. You've really shown us something different tonight. I appreciate that.
Thank you. It was definitely my pleasure. This was fun.
It was. It's always fun. We have a great time.
I'm seeing that.
You'll have to do it again. You have to come back.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up and dial him back and see if the host is freaking out yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Dude,
I call back in?
Yeah, let's both call back in.
Okay.
All right.
My first lady gone, she just left me. Emotional thoughts, just like death be. Mistress still calls, and I guess she was upset. It starts with me. I should have kept it only real. 5 steps on me, she has to feel. But being a player, had to play the field. She's gone, heart froze like a river of steel. Can you understand that? I need her love. I cry out, lady, you're far above. My greediness is killing me. Intentions are bad, living like a hoe. I need redemption for the seeds I sow. God, hug a nigga, morale is low. Transcendental decisions, effects on life. Personal mistakes, a missing wife. What?
Again, this is a president, PAC. I need my first.
This is